So this is part two, because I just was just finishing up and I was like, I just realized that it must have been close to 30 minutes, and it was. And we were talking about Pluto and Pluto on Capricorn, and it is separating from Capricorn and moving, well, the sun is separating from Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto's going to stay in Capricorn a little bit longer, but the sun is moving at a much quicker rate. And so it's pulling off of that conjunction, which, thank goodness. And I was saying also that I felt like I was re like, rising up from the ashes because it was devastating. I think anybody who has Pluto in Capricorn or Pluto in the first house by transit. So you could be any sign, but if say you've got Capricorn rising, or at least this 26 degrees of Capricorn in the first house somewhere, you felt this. You felt this sun on Pluto. That's a lot of power to deal with. Sometimes the power is so great that you can't deal with it. It's destructive. And I've talked about I've talked about this destructive force before, but I wanted to just mention this. This is talking about, I'm talking about transit here, because I wanted to talk about what it means when the sun and Pluto are conjunct. Now they're talking about transit. Let me just talk about the transit. Now they're saying here, looking on the bright side, a transit of Pluto to the sun is like a crash remedial course in the true self. It potentially unlocks personal power and creativity that's been going into your life before, but it's also an identity crisis or metamorphosis of self-image. And that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you might feel more empowered and be more assertive or whatever, but it is a cathartic period in your life. Where I really believe that people have to face a certain part of themselves, and then they have to rise from that point up because it knocks you down. It's a lot of power. It challenges us to face up to unexpressed or poorly expressed traits of being who we are. And I am dealing with that. I'm a double Capricorn. This is in Capricorn. And I am really, I'm just dealing with the things that have been really a problem, okay, for me. And one of those things is money. It's been painful. My search for how to succeed in spite of. So, it's kind of frustrating. Okay, I just say that. I don't want to linger on this too much, but I would love to know about other people's experiences with Pluto, especially if you have Pluto in the first house and what it's created for you. I mean, it's about discovering our own power and our own inner source of energy and that type of thing. But I really feel like there's a lot under here that people don't really talk about because it really puts a lot of it's challenging, right? It's very challenging. So I just wanted to mention that. Okay, so let's move on to where the North Node is, which is at 0 degrees of Gemini. I wanted to mention that because at this very moment on the 17th of January at 10:27 at night, the moon is at 0 degrees of Leo, and so it is exactly sextile 0 degrees Gemini North Node. That's a beautiful sextile. It's very creative. So I guess maybe this is another reason I woke up in the middle of the night to make these podcasts, because I had this surge, this amazing surge of creativity where I felt like I had to get out and reach out to others. The moon at 0 degrees of Leo is in my seventh house, and that could be enemies, or it could just be this urge to reach out to other people. Like I couldn't resist it. I also have Mercury at 3 degrees of Aquarius at birth, which means the moon is opposing my natal Aquarius. And so the urge to reach out with others, I think, is there. Finally, we have Chiron at 8 degrees of Aries. And that 8 degrees of Aries is exactly sextile Mercury retrograding at 8 degrees of Aquarius. And you know, it's funny, this whole experience of me talking about where the planets are has really been an exercise in me complaining about my inability to communicate and get my things out there, like my videos that didn't come through and that whole thing. And maybe that's what this is, because Chiron is always where we're crying or where the pain is, right? And because it's the wounded healer, it's wounded. And so I feel like this Mercury really wounded me, because it's in my first house. It's retrograding toward my natal Mercury, and Chiron is there going, okay, baby, just let it out. Let out, just let it out. Go ahead, share that experience. Get it off your chest. Just let those tears out, man. Don't hold it in. Don't hold it in. All right. So here I am. Who knows how many people will hear this crazy podcast of me letting it. It's hilarious. But I had to get it off my chest. I was frustrated. It's upsetting to lose 2 hours of work. And now, instead of me working on doing the readings for you guys, I've been complaining. I'm going to make some tea and I might pick up cards, and I'll only do it on the podcast. I'll use the podcast and repurpose them, but I will not record on StreamYard. I will not. I refuse. And I'm just like, do I even have the energy to do it on the podcast? I'm so disappointed. Let me just get myself together and then maybe I'll come back. I don't know. We'll see what I'll do. Anyway, much love, much light, many blessings. And I love everybody and anybody who takes the time to listen to me rant and rave about the planets and my own life and all the stuff I talk about, because usually it's insanity and it has nothing to do with nothing. I try to stay away from the things that are ugly and stay away from the things that are heavy and stay away from the things that a lot of people think matter and concentrate solely on the things of astrology and of the mind and of the unknown, because that's where I feel like I feel most comfortable. I feel like a lot of what people find important in life are all man-made concepts and precepts that they've created to keep themselves busy, because they have not found anything else to, you know, to spend their life on that's actually valuable. So I mean, some people feel like going out and hurting others and getting another business and all these other things I see. I did that's valuable, but I can see it's not. So I just stay back in my own little place and do my own little thing, because my own little thing I know how to do. All that other stuff, the chaos, things happening outside my door, I avoid it. I only, look when I have to. And usually I get that off of the internet news. I don't usually sit down for hours and hours at the news. I won't do that. Anyway, I don't know what that is, but there's a lot of individualism in me, and maybe that's what the sun conjunct Pluto in the first house and Saturn in the first house. Transiting Saturn sitting on it, and Mercury in the first house retrograding, and your natal Mercury in the first, all this first house, right? Maybe that's what that all means. It's all about the individualism and meshing that individualized persona into the rest of society. The moon in the seventh house, that, when the moon is in the seventh house. And I don't know if Jupiter aligns with Mars, but I do know that when the moon is in the seventh house, the age of Aquarius, Mercury retrograding in my first house. Crazy times. Crazy times. Much light, much love. May you concentrate on the things that uplift and motivate and inspire you and help you to achieve and reach your greatest and highest potential. Many blessings.